Are you ready to talk about opening your heart to the Holy Spirit and also about the seventh commandment? Well, I got news for you. I am, so stay right there because here we go. Hey there, come on in. Make yourself at home. Boy, I sounded really authoritative there at the beginning of the program, didn't I? That's because I am fired up. This is your old buddy Gary Zimak, ready to begin a new week with you on the program. Today we're going to take a look at the Mass readings from Monday of the sixth week of Easter, and we will talk about opening our heart to the Holy Spirit. You know, if you're like me, and I suspect in a lot of ways you are like me, sometimes you get caught up in the incorrect way of thinking, and yeah, it is an incorrect way of thinking, that if you're going to get closer to the Lord, if you're going to follow His will, it all depends upon you. And look, I think this way sometimes too, but it doesn't. It depends a great deal on the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, through His seven gifts, helps us to better understand what the Lord is saying to us and gives us the strength to go out there and put the Lord's words into action. So when we read from the readings today, remember, that is God's inspired word spoken to us. We're going to hear some lessons about that, and I think it's a really, really good point that we need to remember. We can't do this on our own. If we try to do this on our own, if we try to become holy all by ourselves, it's not going to work. So we need that help from the Holy Spirit. And as we head toward Pentecost Sunday, and we're less than 2 weeks away from celebrating Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit first descended upon the disciples, the apostles and those disciples gathered with them, that is very, very powerful. And it's something you and I should be very comforted by, the fact that the Lord did send His Holy Spirit to help us. We'll also talk a little bit about the seventh commandment today, which is, you shall not steal. And, you know, as we, if you followed me through these discussions, because on Monday we like to concentrate a little bit on what Catholics really believe, and specifically for the last several weeks we've been looking at the commandments. If you followed me, you realize that they mean a little bit more than we thought they did. Or actually, they mean a lot more than we thought they did. It's very easy to say, yeah, I shouldn't steal. I shouldn't go into a store and steal, right? But what about stealing your employer's time by goofing off on the job? What about cheating a little bit on your taxes, right? What about not contributing to charities, to the poor? Whose money is it? It's the Lord's money. All of the money in the world belongs to Him, including everything that we might have in our bank account. Now, look, I'm not trying to be tough on you here, but maybe I am a little bit, because I got to remember this too. It's very easy for us to think that these are all my things. This is my money. This is my house. These are my possessions. Well, really, they're the Lord's. They were a gift given to us. So if the Lord gave them to us, shouldn't we be willing to share what we have with others? And in a sense, by withholding what we can give to others to help them in some way, we are, in a sense, stealing from them. Again, tough concept, I know. So we're going to talk about that. And we don't want to get locked into this minimalist way of thinking. Okay, I didn't kill anybody today. I didn't steal from anybody. I'm good, right? We can do that sometimes. We don't want to do that because we want to take it to the next level. I always tell you, if you're listening to this program, I know you're not content with just doing the bare minimum. Because if you were just doing the bare minimum, you wouldn't spend time listening to me. And let me tell you something. I'm grateful that you and I get to hang out and talk about Jesus. Because as much as it seems as if I'm driving the show, I just feel like I'm along for the ride sometimes. I'm depending on the Holy Spirit to lead me where I need to be on this program. And I'm learning a lot by what I'm discussing. Pretty amazing, isn't it? I'm speaking the words, but often I don't feel like they're coming from me because I'm learning just as much as you are. So I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to talk about these things, and I really do want to stretch you a little bit. I don't want to just keep telling you, you're doing a great job, keep it up, because that's how are you going to benefit from that? How am I going to benefit from that? every day if we want to grow closer to our Lord and really become close personal friends with Him and ultimately make it to heaven, we've got to really be stretched, because we are often ruled by many different passions and by many different attachments. We're attached to many earthly things. That's one of the difficulties of living in the world. It's really easy to become attached to the things of the world. So with the Lord's help, and He sends His Holy Spirit to help us with this, we try to break these attachments so that we become attached to God alone. Okay, so that's where we're at today. Today we celebrate the memorial of Saint Athanasius. Let me just tell you a little bit about him. One of the four holy doctors of the church, Athanasius defended the Orthodox faith against the Arian heresy. A devoted bishop in Alexandria, Egypt for 46 years, Athanasius was repeatedly exiled for his defense of the creed of the Council of Nicaea. When in exile, Athanasius discovered a deep kinship with the great ascetic Anthony of the Desert. After Anthony's death, Athanasius recorded the hermit's story in the Life of Anthony. It proved to be one of the fundamental texts for monasticism in both the East and the West. Athanasius died in 373 AD and was one of the first non-martyrs or confessors to be venerated as a saint. When we look at the lives of some of these holy men and women who our church tells us are in heaven, but by the way, how can the church tell us this? Through the protection of the Holy Spirit. So only the church, guided by the Holy Spirit, can proclaim so-and-so, Saint Athanasius, is in heaven. We can't do that. And we depend on the Holy Spirit to speak through the church to infallibly make that proclamation. When we look at the lives of some of these people, we realize that if we are going to live a life that truly models the life of Christ, we're going to have to suffer. Amen? It's not going to always be smooth sailing. Now, I've got a problem. I try to make this clear when I talk about myself on the program. I like comfort. I like to be in my comfort zone, and I don't particularly enjoy dealing with the unknown. I don't really like uncertainty, and I don't really enjoy leaving my comfort zone, because I like to be comfortable. I've got to get over that. And you probably have to get over that too. We all have it in varying degrees, but we all have that tendency because of our fallen human nature. We like to have things predictable and somewhat comfortable. Well, that's not going to get us to heaven. And it's also not going to get us closer to Jesus Christ. And I want us to get closer to Jesus Christ. He wants us to get closer to Him. So we have to look at people like St. Athanasius, and we'll look at St. Paul again in the first reading. We'll hear some firsthand testimony from St. Luke, one of the evangelists, today in the Acts of the Apostles in our first reading. And we'll realize that they didn't have it easy. They weren't just sitting home watching TV. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with watching TV. You know me well enough to know that that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, we've got to do something. If we really consider ourselves to be followers of Christ, we got to get out there and do something. Either out there meaning outside of ourselves. We could do something sitting in our house. We might not even be able to leave the home, but we could do plenty. But we just can't do nothing. We've got to do what we can. And when we do that, we can have a great relationship with the Lord, and we can also do great things with the help that He gives us. So, it's all good. Now, a quick reminder, Wednesday, I will be heading up to Buffalo, New York. I'm going to make sure we're pre-taping all of the programs for this week, and I'll be speaking at a homeschool conference, a Catholic homeschool conference. If you are in the area of Buffalo, the conference is all day on Thursday. I'll be the MC as well as giving two talks. So please stop on by. There is no cost to get in. I'd love to meet you. Even if you're not a homeschooler, stop by. Listen to two of my talks. We're going to talk about overcoming fear I think that's something that we could all relate to, right? So if you're in the area, please stop by. I'll have all my books and CDs and DVDs available for sale as well. And my family and I will be there, and we would love to meet you. That's this week. Next week, I have a couple other engagements that that I'll talk about, but they're all up on my website at followingthetruth.com. But I'll make sure that I record all the programs in advance, because I'm not going to leave you stranded. You know enough about me to realize that. I won't do that to you. Let's see. Today, earlier today, I was on Catholic Community Radio in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. If you ever get a chance to listen to that show, I think you'll really enjoy it. The name of the program is Wake Up. It airs from 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. It airs Monday through Friday, but I'm on every Monday. I do the entire show with Johnny and Jeff and Gabby, my good friends. And we hang out. We talk about the Lord. We talk about overcoming anxiety. I do a Be Not Afraid segment. It is accessible on the internet. So if you want to listen online, the easiest thing for me to tell you to do is to go to my website, followingthetruth.com, and click on the radio page. And you'll see a list right up at the front of all the different regional programs that I do. Iowa Catholic Radio, Louisiana, Relevant Radio. I do a program in Philadelphia. So many different regular appearances I do. Just click on that. That'll take you to the appropriate station, and you can listen to all of my appearances online. Just in case you haven't gotten enough of me, you need to get a little bit more. I know that's highly unlikely, but I gotta say it anyway. Okay, I want to thank you for the recent subscriptions to and purchases of Mystic Monk Coffee, the greatest coffee you will ever drink. So that's been, I see the orders coming through. That helps me out. It helps me keep the program on the air. Please continue. If you're looking for some great coffee, to check out the great products offered by Mystic Monk Coffee, available by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on the Mystic Monk image. In addition, if you're a shopper from Amazon.com, if you would just use the link on followingthetruth.com, I would really, really appreciate that, because when you do that, you help me out because I get a small commission on anything you purchase. And again, you do that just by going to followingthetruth.com. You'll see an Amazon image. You click on that. And instead of going to just amazon.com in your internet browser, if you do it from my website, it results in a bit of a commission for me. So I thank you for that. And finally, your donations are making a big difference. I'm still in need for many more, so if you're able to support me financially, followingthetruth.com, there is a donate tab there. You just go to that, and if you would like to sponsor me on a monthly basis, you can do that securely through PayPal. In addition, you can make a one-time contribution. As I said last week, please don't assume that somebody else is going to make that contribution, because I guarantee you they're not. If you feel that call to do it, please act on it. And act on it quickly, because you may forget about it. There is a very good chance that you may forget about it if you don't do it quickly. And if you forget about it, that's going to hurt me. So, you know, every little bit helps. And you know the deal, I don't like to talk about money, but I have to do it because I want to keep bringing this show to you, and I want it to be free of charge, all right? So I thank you in advance for all that. Let's also keep one another in prayer. Amen? All right. Speaking of prayer, you know what it's time for. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. Thank you for the many gifts that you have given to us throughout our lives. Father, we want to do something for you, so please let us know what we can do for you. Please continue to guide us. Let us be able to hear your voice and respond to your prompting. Help us become more aware of your Holy Spirit speaking in within us, and grant us the strength that we need to be able to go out and do your will and to bring other people to you. We ask you to help all of those who are suffering in any way today, those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those dealing with financial burdens, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who might be battling addiction, those who are suffering from religious persecution or weather-related problems. Father, they all need your help. Please help them. You know best how to help them. please help them. And thank you for letting us be able to intercede for all of our brothers and sisters around the world. We ask you too, Father, to help us because we all have our own individual needs. We're all struggling with many different types of problems. Please help us. Help us to grow closer to you. Help us to trust you with all of the problems that we have. Help us to have the faith in you, to believe in you even when you seem to be silent. So we know that we need grace in order to do that, and we ask you to help us with that. Father, I ask you to increase vocations to the priesthood, the religious life, the diaconate. Please also put an end to abortion in the world. And we pray, Father, that our political leaders, our government officials, can live out your divine law by the laws that they enact and in their daily conduct. And help us to be wise when we go to vote, whenever that may be, and choose officials that follow your will and not the will of the world. And lastly, Father, I give you this program. This belongs to you. You have given me the great blessing of being able to do this show on Blog Talk Radio. I give it back to you, and I say, Father, I am your servant today. Please speak through me. And please open all of our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Athanasius, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, thank you so much. Isn't it an amazing privilege that we could hang out with the Lord? We just talked to God, our Heavenly Father. I'm telling you, it's an amazing privilege. Don't forget that. It's so easy to forget. You know, this year I'm really focusing on helping people and helping myself to have a closer personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I think it's a really important thing. That's why I'm so passionate about it, because I want it in my life. I want a stronger relationship with Christ, and I want to help you get to that relationship as well. The other thing that I'm starting to be drawn toward, and I don't know if it'll be a new book, it's possible, is the concept of prayer. We need to really appreciate prayer and realize that prayer is part of this intimate relationship with the Lord. It's not just checking off a box. It's not just reciting rote prayers and not meeting them. It's not just a last-ditch effort. But it's not something we do when we have the time only, right? Prayer is incredibly important. And again, I'm sharing this with you because I like to share some things with you. I'm starting to feel the importance of learning to pray better, to pray more effectively, to pray more lovingly, right? And then I want to share that with you. So where this leads, I'm not really sure. I just thought I'd say that to you. And I'm so glad we get to pray on this program. My name is Gary Zimek, and we do the show every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. With the podcast being available in iTunes, it's available also on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm working on getting it available in a few other places as well. Bear with me, and I'll let you know about that. You can also listen to the show at followingthetruth.com by going to the radio page. All of it's free of charge. This program is not going to cost you anything, and you can thank yourself for that. Because of your contributions, we're able to do that. Let's take a look now at the Mass readings for Monday of the sixth week of Easter. We're getting to the end of the Easter season. Really, really good readings today. The first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles. Once again, we've been reading throughout the Easter season from the Acts of the Apostles in the first reading. And we get a glimpse into the early church. Now, something really neat happens today. Prior to this, the Acts of the Apostles, which is generally believed to have been written by St. Luke, the evangelist who wrote one of the four Gospels. St. Luke begins to speak in the first person today. So this is these are the words of Luke. Now, he had written it all, remember? And the belief is that he had joined St. Paul at this point on the journey. We are now into St. Paul's second missionary journey. So St. Paul is traveling along with his companions to spread the good news. At this point, we believe St. Luke joined him. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verses 11 through 15. These are the words of St. Luke. "We set sail from Troas, making a straight run for the Samothrace, and on the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, a leading city in that district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We spent some time in that city. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate along the river, where we thought there would be a place of prayer. We sat and we spoke with the women who had gathered there. One of them, a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, a worshiper of God, listened. And the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying. After she and her household had been baptized, she offered us an invitation. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my home. And she prevailed on us." Now, I love the fact that Luke is speaking in the first person. It's really neat the way that the tone changes in the Acts of the Apostles. Now, notice what he's saying. That this woman, Lydia, she listened to their preaching, right? And the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying. Now, look, let's face it. You and I, we have probably listened to a billion, and that's an exaggeration, to a billion Gospels, first readings, second readings. We've heard a ton of scripture in our lives. Many of the times we've heard these things, they've gone in one ear and out the other because we're thinking of other things. We're distracted. We don't think it's that important. Look, I lived my life like this. I went to church just because I thought that that's all I was supposed to do. And while I was there on Sunday, I was thinking of a number of different things, things that I had to do after church, problems that I was facing, what I was going to watch on TV, what I was going to eat. It's very easy to fall into that trap. So what we need to do, and I'd recommend you start doing this right away, is before we open the Bible, before we hear the scriptures, to ask the Holy Spirit to open our hearts, to pay attention to what Paul was saying. Now, if you remember, and I always do this at the start of my show, when I ask the Lord to take over the program for me, what do I say? I say, "And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message." Because I don't have the capability, without the help of the Holy Spirit, to understand the Lord's message. And it's so important that I want that. So what happened was Lydia had her heart opened by the Holy Spirit. She paid attention to what Paul was saying. And then she was baptized. So she took it seriously. And after that, she offered Luke and Paul and the companions an invitation. "If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my home." So you see what's happening? She's got this big conversion going on. And it all began because the Lord opened her heart to pay attention. Pray for that opening. Pray for that opportunity to pay attention. So many times we hear the readings and we think, "Oh man, well, I don't even know what it just said." Pray. You know, don't forget that. Pray for the opportunity, the ability for your heart to be open. Today's responsorial psalm, Psalm 149, "The Lord takes delight in his people." Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adorns the lowly with victory. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is the glory of his faithful. Let's all proclaim the great things that the Lord has done in our lives. I mean, we got a lot to be happy about. Let's start letting people know, and let's let the Lord know. Lord, thank you. Thank you for all that you've done for us. We praise you, Lord, for the fact that you have created me and continue to sustain me. Well, that's amazing. So let's be grateful for that. Let's not take the gifts of the Lord for granted. Now, the gospel today is from John once again, John chapter 15, beginning in verse 26. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me, and you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this, so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." So now look, this is a tough gospel, isn't it? Here's what Jesus is telling us today. He's telling us that we're going to have problems in our lives, especially when we try to proclaim his message. You start proclaiming the message of Christianity, and you do it enough, you're going to get pushback from people. And if you're not getting that pushback, you have to ask yourself the obvious question. And you know what that is, don't you? Am I doing enough? This all goes back to that comfort zone thing. Are you willing to step out of your comfort zone? You're going to ruffle some feathers. You know that. Now, you don't do it to annoy people. You do it out of love. But just remember that if you tell the truth as given to us by the Lord, right? You tell that truth, you're going to make some enemies because people don't want to hear the truth. But you do it out of love. So the Lord is telling his disciples, he's telling us too, expect problems. He's also telling us that he will send the Holy Spirit. Now you and I, if we've been baptized, if we've been confirmed, we've got the Holy Spirit and his seven gifts. They're inside of us. We need to pray for an increase in those gifts of the Holy Spirit so that we can follow the Lord and go out and proclaim his good news. Right? We need the gifts of the Holy Spirit in order to be able to do that. But we have those gifts. We just have to pray for an increase of them, and we have to pray for the grace to be able to follow the prompting of the Holy Spirit. All right, now, I got a little carried away, but that's cool because we talked about Scripture. We talked about God's inspired Word, and this is the way it goes. I want to just have, well, I have a couple minutes. I want to talk about the seventh commandment, you shall not steal. We all know what it means. The seventh commandment requires respect for the universal destination and distribution of goods and the private ownership of them. That's very wordy. That's from the catechism. We can't steal what belongs to other people. What does the seventh commandment require? It requires respect for the goods of others through the practice of justice and charity, temperance and solidarity. Okay? What attitude should people have toward animals? Well, you wouldn't expect that, would you? But this is why we're so great. We're blessed to have the church to help us. People must treat animals with kindness as creatures of God and avoid both excessive love for them and an indiscriminate use of them, especially for scientific experiments that go beyond reasonable limits and cause suffering to animals. What is forbidden by the seventh commandment? Above all, the seventh commandment forbids theft, which is the taking or using of another's property against the reasonable will of the owner. This can also be done by paying unjust wages, by speculation on the value of goods in order to gain an advantage to the detriment of others, or by the forgery of checks or invoices. Also forbidden is tax evasion, business fraud, willfully damaging private or public property, usury, corruption, the private use of common goods, work deliberately done poorly, okay, you hear that, and waste. So, we need to do what we can to avoid stealing always, all right? Now, I'm going to just extend the show for about a minute because I don't want to lose. I want to make one more point. See, that's the beauty of this program. I can go 31 minutes if I want. By what is love for the poor inspired? And I talked about this at the beginning of the show. Loving the poor, contributing to them. How is that stealing if I don't do that? By what is love for the poor inspired? And by the way, I didn't even say this. I'm reading from the Compendium of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. This is a question and answer form of the Catechism. Get yourself a copy of this if you don't have one. Love for the poor is inspired by the gospel of the Beatitudes and by the example of Jesus in his constant concern for the poor. Jesus said in Matthew 25:40, "Whatever you've done to the least of my brethren, you have done to me." Love for the poor shows itself through the struggle against material poverty and also against the many forms of cultural, moral, and religious poverty. The spiritual and corporal works of mercy and the many charitable institutions formed throughout the centuries are a concrete witness to the preferential love for the poor which characterizes the disciples of Jesus. So, remember, give to the poor, those in need. You don't have to give to everybody. Pray about it. Use a little prudence. And just understand that everything you have is a gift. We have no right to just grab everything and hold it, all these gifts given to us by the Lord, for ourselves. Okay? And do a good job at work. That's another thing. You do these things and you're going to be really living out the seventh commandment and not stealing. Okay? I'm going to run. Thanks for hanging out with me today. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow night, and I really, really hope you could join me as well. God bless you. I'll be praying for you. Please pray for me too. Good night.